Okay.
Sarah's a high appointment.
Okay. Okay, we're in Shirashir. We're beginning the sixth chapter. And page Sadi. Right hand side of the page. And this is the Jewish people now are speaking to the Shekhinah. Okay, so on page Sadi, Pasuk Aleph. Ana holach dodech. Where has your beloved gone? Hayofa banashim, the beautiful one of the women. Ana pana dodech. Where has your beloved turned to? Unevakshenu imach, and we will seek it out with you. So what is that talking about? So the Tzrar Mor explains, an ana halach dodech. Achshav now meshiva Knesset Yisrael amareh al Hashchina. Now the Jewish people are responding their words to the Shechina. Va'ameres and says to the Shechina, ana holech mimcha dodech zakarish barchu. Where has your beloved gone? Who is the beloved? A Kodesh Baruch Hu. So in other words, there seems to be this concept. You have a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you have the Shechina. Remember, remember, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's Hashem. He's the real essence.
So what's
and then the Shekhinah is the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as it appears in this world.
Okay.
So the Jewish people, as it were, are speaking to the Shekhinah, okay, and they're saying, like, where has your beloved gone? In other words, Hashem, who's when Hashem goes away, then the Shekhinah is bereft, as it were.
But and the Shekhinah still stays with us. Is that the idea?
Yeah, the Shekhinah does. With the concept of Shekhinta begalusa, that the Shekhinah is in the galus. So it's like, it's just not revealed. The Shekhinah is the manifestation of Hashem. And when it's in galus, it doesn't really manifest itself. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, and Hashem brings down his manifestation in terms of the Shekhinah, and we're able to see it and see that Kodesh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah and us are all one. But now, like the Jews are saying to the Shekhinah, that's supposed to be resting with them. It's, well, we don't really sense that you're. It's there, but it's just it's like devoid, so to speak, of a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence. So where has your beloved gone, who is called Hayofa Banashim, the beautiful one of the women, Zeh Shekhinah, that is the Shekhinah. She Hayofa, it's the pretty one, b'mekable hashpom eis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it receives the flow from Hashem, ki hi ha'isa tchilas ha'machshava sof masa k'delechen, because this was the original thought that comes into the end of action, as those who understand mysticism can understand. In other words, Hashem wanted to rest himself with the Shekhinah amongst Klal Yisrael. And the Shekhinah is a beautiful thing, but Hashem has, so to speak, appears to have turned away from that. It's interesting, just in footnote 1, he explains what Yodei Chen literally means, those who know charm, who know Chen. He says, Rashi Tevos, Chen is the acronym for Chachma Nisteris, hidden wisdom. Chachma is with a ches, Nisteris with a nun. And so that's what he's saying. And just like we had, he brings down in footnote 1 as well, in Lecha Dodi, it says, Sof Maaseh B'machshava Tchila. The end action was what the original thought was. All right, so that's the whole idea of here, because the original thought from Hashem is that the Shekhinah should dwell amongst the world, and it should manifest that it's dwelling. So therefore, the Jewish people are saying to the Shekhinah, as it were, where has your beloved gone? The beloved of the Shekhinah, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you, the Yafa Banashim, you, the Shekhinah, that's the most beautiful, because you really are meant, you're the whole purpose of why Hashem created the world, is that the Shekhinah should rest with us. So where has the Shekhinah gone? Next, Anapana, where has it turned? Lahashpia Tov, Lahaumas Olam. Instead, it has turned to give good to the non-Jews of the world. Now he describes the difference between the verb halach in the beginning of the pasuk and panah at the end of the pasuk in the brackets. Ki holach nemar al sheholach me'itanu. Holach means that Hashem went away from us. So Hashem turned away from us. Upana, is to turn towards. Nemar al masher pana asbachem, that which you turn to others. So he's saying, where have you gone? You've left us. And where have you turned? In other words, you have turned towards the non-Jews. And you're bestowing blessings upon them, as it were, instead of the flow going towards the Shekhinah, and that revealing itself in a good way with us. Instead, Hashem's blessings, as it were, are turning towards the non-Jews. So where has Hashem gone, as it were? Right? Unevakshena, so Nelcha, let's go, Unevaksha, and seek out, also him, Lashuvalena, to turn to us. We're seeking out that Hashem should turn to us. Okay, and then he continues in Beis. Dodi Yorak Yorad Legano, my beloved has descended to his garden, La Rugaos Habosem, to the bed of spices, Liros Paganim, to graze in the gardens, Velilkot Shoshanim, to gather roses. What's that referencing to? And we've kind of talked about this in the past. You'll see in Beis, the commentary. Dodi Yored Lagano, Re'ena Tzorosi. Look at my sufferings. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Miyasreini B'Yisurim Koshim. That Hashem causes us to have great sufferings. He's inflicting great pains upon us. Ashehema Haflafel, which are wondrously bad. Hainu, meaning to say, B'ma'ashu Yored Lagano, as he has descended into his garden, Liros Baganim, to graze in the gardens. What's that? Shiorad Labatik, he's gone to the shuls and into the houses of learning. Okay, so what's going on over there? So if you notice in footnote 3, he says that this is all based on the Al-Sheikh's commentary, which is based on the Medrash of Shir Shirim Rabbah. And that's the second line there. It says, Vizela Shono. The Pasuk says, Dodi Yorad Legano Larugas Habosem. Amr Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina. Rabbi Yossi Barab Chanina says, HaPasuk Hazel Lo Rosho Sofo Velo Sofo Rosho. The beginning is not the end, and the end is not the beginning. In other words, Lo Hayetzarach Kra Lameimar, the Pasuk should only have said, Ela Dodi Yorad Liros Begano. My beloved went down to graze in his garden, right? Begano v'es va'at omar liros beganim, and it should said his garden, but it says to graze in gardens. So what's going on, Ella? What he means to say is like it's Dodi, who's my beloved? Zakodesh Baruch Hu. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Kodesh Baruch Hu goes down. Ligano, what's his garden? Zahom, that's the world. The world is his garden. Now, next clause, La Ruga Sabosem, to the bed of spices. El Yisrael, that's the Jewish people. That's more specific. Liros Paganim, to graze in the gardens. Elu Patiknesses, Patiknesses, those are the houses of worship and of study. Velilko Pashashanim, and to gather the roses. That's the Salek Esat Sadikim Shiv Yisrael, to remove the righteous people from Israel. It's like to pluck the flowers, like and the Sadikim are like the flowers. Mabe Mises Akenel Mises Narim. What's the difference between the death of the elders and the death of the young ones? Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Bo. They both give two opinions. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Haner Hazeh Bisman Shu Kaba Me'alav. When you have a light that goes out by itself, it's gone all the way down and it's been used. Yafalo V'Yafalo P'sil. It's good for it and it's good for the wick. But it was mancha ain't a cup of love, but if it doesn't go out by itself, it's someone blows it out. Ralo, it's bad for it. Varalipsu is bad for the wick. Okay? So, or a similar analogy, Rabba Bo says, Hata ain't hazu, this fig. Bismancha nilkarabanosa, when you pick the fig at the right time, yafa love, yafa latena. It's good for the tree and good for the fig. When it's not picked at the right time, it's bad for the tree and bad for the fig. So the idea being that the tzaddikim have been picked too prematurely. So that's what we're discussing as we see that since the Hashem has left the Shekhinah, as it were, you see the terrible results. That my beloved goes into the garden, he goes into the bed of spices, and he picks off the tzaddikim, as you see in the Tzur HaMor on page Sadi Aleph. He says, Shoshanim Shalokech Meitanu Mishamat Tzaddikim. He takes from us the righteous ones, Shenikrim Shoshanim, that are called roses. That's what it means. The death of the tzaddikim comes, as the rabbis say, as they explain in the medrash that we just brought down. So therefore, Al Kain, therefore, Nivakshenu Imach, let's ask from him, Lahasir Me'alei Makasos, to take away from me this terrible plague. Gilo Me'ol, and we're going to say why in the next pasuk. Ki Halo, we're leading into the next pasuk. Me'olam Ani Ledodi. Let's look in pasuk Gimel now. Ani Ledodi Vedodi Li. That's the pasuk, the famous acronym for Elul. I am to my beloved, my beloved is to me, Haroa Bashashanim, who is grazing from the roses, says the commentary. So we're asking Hashem to take away the suffering, because Anila Dodiva Dodili, May Olam Mikusher Navshosenu Bakarish Baruch Hu. Our souls have always been tied up and connected to Hashem, for who banu, and him with us. When he doesn't take away the tzaddikim, in other words, Hashem is with us all the time in good times when he doesn't take away the tzaddikim. And also, when he grazes with us and takes away the flowers, he takes away the tzaddikim. So, in other words, we've always had this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See footnote 5. Part of the commentary of the Rebbe here is from the Alshech. Yain Sham. Look over there. Shnizbar, he explains. The explanation is like this. Even if Hashem takes away the tzaddikim, afilu och is still in all. We're still connected with love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? The bracket says, "Kivin she may vina." Since Klal Yisrael knows she nisalasam in oilam raklus sark shleimusam utveikusam. Because when Hashem takes away the tzaddikim from the world, it's only for the purpose of bringing perfection and cleaving. She ataklus, and that's the goal. She shofalel osam tzaddikim itzaraf. That tzaddikim always wanted. So Hashem causes them to die. That ultimately is the ultimate will of the tzaddikim. They ultimately return back to Hashem. V'nimsa comes out of perish v'divra Rabbeinu hi. So now the explanation according to the Tzur HaMor is Shani l'dodi v'dodi li'ayim to my beloved and beloved to me. Afilu kishoroa umani gosanu b'shoshani b'anhoga shosu tzadikim. Even when he grazes and leads us in a way that he takes away the tzadikim. That's what he's saying. In good times and in bad times, we're always for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what Klal Yisrael's speech to the Shekhinah is saying, like, where is Hashem gone? Why is he being so good to the non-Jews? Why is he coming in and he's killing the tzaddikim, etc., etc.? But you should know, we're still very loyal and devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what they're saying over here. So let's go to the back and recap these three psukim. And you'll find that in page Kuf Mem He, left-hand side of the page. Got that Kuf Mem Hey, that's Tez.
Right before, okay.
Yeah, Kuf Mem Hey. At the bottom. Pasuk. He says, but Pasuk Zeh, in this Pasuk, Plena Knesset Yisrael L'Shechina B'Shela. The Jewish people turn to the Shechina with a question. Ana Halach, where has he gone? Mimcha, from you, Dodech, your beloved, Shu HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. Hayafa banashim, what's that? The beautiful one, the women. As hashchina hakadosh, it's referring to the shchina. Shayafa, it's very good in beautiful b'mekamplash bo mekadosh baruch when it receives the flow from Hashem. But on the other hand, on aponamim chadodech, where has your beloved turned towards? Shakadosh baruch lashpia tovel omos, that Hashem is giving good to the non-Jews. Unavakshena, let's seek out ani knes yisrael. I will seek out the Jewish people saying this, Imach with you, Levakish Milfanish Yerzalim, that ask Hashem to return to us. Bazing Gimel, Gam Kan, Mamshich Nesel, Lifnas Shechina. Still, the Jews are continuing to address the Shechina and saying, Renrenos Sarasi, see my sufferings, Ech Shedodi Misranib Yisrim Kashi, that my beloved is causing us to have terrible sufferings. Why? Shirad Lagano, he comes down to his garden, which is Leolam, the world. Larukas Abosim Liris Bagani, meaning Bate Knesses of Bate Medrashos. Next page. Valil Kod, and to gather Misham from there, Shoshanim Rose, Shema Tzadikim, Mishar Tzadikim. Al Kain Koras Knesses Yisrael Kivyachal Ishchina, Shitavakesh Beyachri Ma, Minakarish Baruch, Shiasma Makazos. It's as if the Jewish people, as it were, are addressing the Shchina, that together they will ask from Hashem to take away these terrible plagues. Why? Because I'm always tied up with my soul to my beloved Hashem. Vidodia, my beloved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekushali, is tied to me. Whether it's a time when God does not take the tzaddik away from us, or whether when he does conduct himself with me in the aspect of Haroa Veshashanim, grazing on the roses, Shumasak, Menitzim, when he moves Tzadikim. So if you think about it, it is a very appropriate pasuk for the month of El. The acronym for El, because what really is decided in that month of El? What are we gearing up towards? The day of judgment. The day of judgment, what's going to happen? It's going to be those that Hashem is going to be kind to and those he's going to remove. Because whatever the judgment is, you could say, well, you know, if God gives me a good judgment, then I'm for him. And if it's not a good judgment, I'm not for him. But here he's saying, no, I am to my beloved, and my beloved to me. And the real key is, well, that's during the good times, but even when it's a Haroah B'Shoshanim, even when he causes the tzaddikim to suffer, I'm still connected to my beloved. So that really is a enduring relationship. So that really is what Elul is bringing onto us, to realize that although there's going to be a judgment on Rosh Hashanah, but that's not going to alter our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Regardless of what the judgment on Rosh Hashanah is, our relationship with Hashem is a good relationship. That really is, according to the Tzrahar Mor, the deeper understanding of this famous acronym of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. Okay, going back now to page Sadi Aleph and Pasuk Dalid. Okay, so now Hashem is going to respond. And that's what the commentaries tell us here. So Hashem responds. And these next few psukim, as we'll see, a couple of psukim, a lot of these are repeats of what has been said in earlier prakim already. So, and often the Tzrahar Mor will reference you back to that. And the back commentary just fills you in briefly on what that is, so we'll be able to get it done that way. So Hashem responds, Yofa Atra Yossi, you, my beloved, is beautiful, Kit Tirtza, like Tirtza, we'll see it means, when you will appease me. Nova Kirushalayim, beautiful like Yerushalayim. Ayuma, and you will be feared, kanigdolos, like the quote-unquote bannered ones, the ones who hold a banner. What does that mean? So the commentary explains, Yafa'at, shuvas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the response of Hashem. Lotis yaishi, don't despair. Kisofeh, because at the end for you will be, lios yafa, you'll be beautiful again. Vizorma, that's what he's saying, Yafa'at rayosi. My beloved, you are beautiful. You will once again be beautiful. Ve'emas, and when? Kitirtza. He's going to explain what the word tirtza mean. Kishitirtza v'tefayisosi. When you will appease me. And he brings you in the brackets a source where you see the word tirtza means to appease. Okay.
Is that why people name their kids tirtza?
Well,
this is the source?
I would guess so. It's a kind of unusual name.
It's an unusual
name. It's the one that appeases. Yeah. I guess that's a modern Hebrew name, right?
Old Yiddish.
Old Yiddish, okay. Okay. But anyway, when you appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klomar, Kasher Tefayis Ka Samokam, when you appease the anger of Hashem, so at the end you'll be beautiful. How much? Novak Yerushalayim, beautiful Yerushalayim, Fasofach, your end will be, Lios Na, to be pretty, Hainu, she'ashre olecha shchinasi. I will cause my shchina to descend upon you. Kimo, next page. She'ashre like it descend on Yerushalayim. So you'll be beautiful like Yerushalayim. Just like when the shchina rests in Yerushalayim, there'll be again the shchina will rest on you. Ayuma, what's that mean? Sofech at your end will be Leos. Ayuma, you'll be Ayuma, meaning she'yiru mimcha kalumas. Nations will fear you. Kidisi v'yiru mimecha, they'll be afraid of you. How much afraid? Kenig Golios, Kemalachim, like the angels, Shem assumed Golim, that they make banners. They go in troop formation with their banners. So they'll be afraid of you like the bannered ones, just like there's a fear of the Malachim. There'll be, once again, fear of you. And that's what footnote 6 tells us. That's based on the Rashi's commentary. As you see, he brings down the Shir Shirim Rabba, Rabbi Yeshua de Sichnin Omer, Omer Knesset Yisrael. The Jewish people said, Haviyani HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Martev Shol Yain. Hashem brought us to the storage house of wines, the Sinai. That's Sinai. Shem over there was Michal V'Diglo, Michal with his flag, Gavriel V'Diglo. Omar, the Jew said, Halvai nasa betaxis asher shalmal. Halvai, we could go out like these people are going out. The angels have formations. Halvai, we can go in formations. Bos asher, at that time, Omar Kodesh Baruch, Hashem says, Hol v'nisava b'ni liyoski, to go, since my children are desiring to be like the bannered ones, yachad v'gon, they will camp in banners. Shenemar, ishal diglo, ba'osos, so the Jews camped in that formation. So Hashem is saying that will once again happen. So your word, where is the Shekhinah gone? He says, don't worry. If you appease my anger, things will return to the way that they're supposed to be. Moving on to Pasuk Hey.
How do you appease anger?
Do tshuva. Be a better person. Imagine, a wife's upset at a husband, he doesn't give her enough attention. So how do you appease it? Give her attention.
Turn towards.
Right? Hashem says, how come you don't give me any attention? How come you don't listen to me? How come you don't respect me? How come you talk in my shuls? How come you don't learn Torah? How come you don't... You want to appease Hashem, you behave better. That's all. It's the way appeasement always works. You're doing something to make up for what you did wrong.
Right.
That's what he's saying to do. Now, what? Yeah. So, Hasebi einayich minegdi, my eyes have surrounded from before me. Shehem hir hivuni, which they have raised one. Sarech ke'eder ha'izim, your hair is like the flocks of the goats. That were golshu minagilad, and we'll explain all this in a minute again. The Tzura Amor explains in Hey, Hasebi einayich minegdei, kitargumo, like the Targum explains, Aschari rabonech achime kenishta rapsa, meaning chazor, chazor lekavli, go back and receive me, surround me, klomar, hamed tzadikim negdi, stand up tzadikim before me, come close. In other words, surround me with tzaddik. That's what he's basically saying. Hasebi, surround me, einayich, surround me with your eyes. And the tzaddikim are referred to the eyes. Okay? Minegdi, from before me. So surround me with your eyes from before me. Surround me with tzaddikim. Shehem hir hivuni, meaning, shehem hi giluni, they will raise me, they'll make me great. Through tzaddikim, Hashem is made great and holy. Okay, therefore he's saying, improve your ways. Then immediately, I'm prepared to redeem you. Okay? That's what he's saying. So if you surround me with your eyes before me with tzaddikim, that they raise me up, then everything is going to be okay. That's what he's saying. But don't be afraid. And to say, since we have very few tzaddikim, Ulai harishayim v'umos yachtieni legarmi. Maybe the non-Jews in the Wiggleville will cause us to sin totally. Shelo yili chas v'shom shum chelv gadosh baruch hu. I won't have any portion with Hashem. In other words, the anti-Semitism is so great. There's so few of us, so many of them. Maybe we're going to be overpowered. Lizem, or therefore he says, Al tiri mehem. Don't be afraid of them. Key, why? And that becomes the next clause. He's saying, surround me with tzaddikim, and don't be afraid that you're outnumbered and you're going to be totally overcome by the wicked people, because sareich keder izim shegol shemin agilod. So what does he say? He says, Perashi Lama, I explained that earlier. Okay, so if we go to the back commentary, he'll fill in what that commentary was. So let's look in Pasuk Dalet and Hey, Hashem's response. Again, that's on page Kuf Mem Vav. Al tis yaishi, don't be despairing. Ki sovach li es yofa, you're going to end up being beautiful. At sheomer alaych, until it'll be said about you, yofa atra yasi, you are beautiful, my beloved. Ve'emes ayiyah zeh, when will that happen? Ki tirtza. Kasher tirtzi v'tifaisi al yaday ma'asech azov, when you appease me with your good actions. Vastia, then you'll be novi, you'll be beautiful. Al yidei sha'ashra shchina selecha, because I will let my shchina descend upon you. Kigoshim shorsa be'avar b'Yerushalayim, like it what descended before on Yerushalayim. V'gamas tia, then you'll be ayum ala umos, you'll be feared from the nations. Kanig dolos, which are kamachano shalom alachim, like the camps of the angels, hasum to go and go that are in flag formation. Hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamshich, he continues for Omer, and he says, the Knesset Yisrael, Hosebi, meaning L'savivosi, surround me, Imaynayich, with your eyes, Dahainu ima tzadim, that's the tzadim. See, the back commentary said it explicitly, the front commentary didn't say that out. So surround me with your eyes, meaning the tzadim, because tzadikim are the eyes of the nation. Shebucha, that's amongst you, Minegdi, from before me, Shio Omdim Lifonei Yukenegdi, should be standing before me. V'asa krevesach, then I'll bring you close. Sheheim hatzadikim, because the tzadikim here hivuni, meaning higdiluni, they make me great, v'yishoni and sanctifying, bein abris, in the eyes of the creatures. V'altis yor, don't be afraid, shema kivin shemarti l'cha sheheim bismanas et tzadikim, even though I've told you now, that right now there aren't tzadikim. Shema yavu, maybe we're going to come to a bad situation of matzav. Sheachti yucha omas l'gami, the nations will cause you to sin totally. V'gamer will cause lo yilcha shum chelik b'kodesh baruch hu, you won't have any portion with Hashem. So he says, no. Shekashem said, since sareich ke'ederizim, your hair is like the flocks of the sheeps. Hu mashal l'lovan arami ubanov, that's a mashal to lovan and his children. She'atachas kochas hatumah, which were under the forces of tumah. And what happened to them? She'gol shumin agilad, mean to say, nikrachu kocham, their strength was made bald. Mehar hagilad, from har hagilad, she'hisiru makodesh baruch melo Yaakov, that Hashem warned him not to punish Yaakov. Remember, when Laban chased after Yaakov, he wanted to punish him. So just like before, that love and the Arami, who were under the forces of Tumah, all right, but still, and when they met Yaakov and Har Gilad, so they were made bald, their strength was taken away. I will not give the non-Jews the strength to make you sin so much, to totally uproot you from Kedusha. So that's where what he's saying, so just like by Lavan, who really wanted to overturn and take away all your Kedusha entirely, so I will not let that happen to you now, just like I did not let that happen when Lavan was doing that. I mean, you can really, if you look back to Perek Dalet, Pasuk Aleph, you see again on page Nun Ches. Right, you see, right at Nunches, Ke'eder Ha'izim Shegol Shumei Har Gilad. Right on the top part. Nunches, right? Ke'eder Ha'izim Shegol Shumei Har Gilad. Right, so that's where our Mor Nuntes said, Ke'eder Ha'izim, like a flock of sheep, Ha'yudomen L'lovan, that's like Lovan, and his children, Shenib Shulasim, that were compared to goats. Shekol Osan Shehem Tachas Kochas HaTumim. Anyone who's under the power of Tumah is referred to as a goat. Okay? And Shigolshu means they became bald. So that's the same thing he's saying. So don't worry about this. We can read this commentary again. It's worth reviewing. Shigolshu, what does that mean? Perusha Shenikrahu, they became bald. Kamosha Marashi. Just like Lavan and his children, they became bald, as it were, when Hashem spoke to them. And he said, be careful not to speak to Yaakov at all. So too the bad people, their strength will be balded. They won't be able to make your sin. Why is it going to happen? Because of the tzaddikim that were there, that's the eyes of the dove. That's the beginning of the pasuk that he brought. Masha ein kein achshav, which is not the case now. She'efes tzaddik v'chosid. Now you don't have enough righteous people. You need suffering to get cleaned up. But don't be despair from the redemption. There's an end to all the suffering. And that's what he's saying. Shenemar shinayich ke'eder hakutzuvos. Your teeth. That was what he said in the pasuk. There is like set teeth. That was the next pasuk over there in Beis, and that's going to be the next pasuk in the next pasuk that we're going to have. As he's going to explain in the next pasuk by us, back on page Vav. All right, so I think we'll stop it over here in Pasuk Vav. So Hashem is saying, you know, don't worry, it's going to be an end to the suffering. And what he's going to say in Vav is Hashem doesn't bring that much suffering, so much one after the other, that wipes us out. Okay, Shkoyach, so we did five psukim today.